This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, this is CliffCentral.com. I have the tiger. It is the perfect song for today's show. I'll be telling you more why in a moment. This is the Inspired Youth Show, everybody. It's part of Pride Factor, which is a life skills academy dedicated to improving the quality of young people's lives by inspiring, guiding, and mentoring them to challenge their assumptions, broaden their aspirations, and develop entrepreneurial thinking. Now, what this show is about is a combination of Pride Factor and Cliff Central. It's the Inspired Youth Show, which happens every single Monday between 3 and 4, where we aim to inspire, guide, and mentor passionate young people to live their best lives possible. So this is a platform for the youth to engage with us and also other listeners to engage. Use the hashtag InspiredYouthSA. We are all over social media right now with CliffCentral.com, and you can also visit Pride Factor, pridefactor.co.za. Find out more using that hashtag InspiredYouthSA. My name is Sunil. Thank you very much for listening in. In studio today, we have got a guy who's got like an 8-pack, maybe a 6-pack under the 8-pack. He is one of the top 10 men's health cover guys. In fact, top 5. I better say it properly because he's going to punch me in the face. He does sports conditioning and exercise specialist. He's a personal trainer. He has been in the British Army. Whoa! We've got some British in the studio today. And he's going to speak to us about health, fitness, and today's show is also about anti-bullying. So his name is Brandon Duxbury. When he walked in, we had to spread the doors a little bit wider because his shoulders are so huge. And you can check him out on social media already. The pictures are all over the place. So hashtag Inspired Youth. Hello and good afternoon, Brandon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Nice to be here today.
It's very nice to sit this way from you and look at this guy's pecs. He's strong. He's muscular. Now when they said Brandon Duxbury is coming in, I was like, okay, I need to pluck my eyebrows. I need to make sure my chest is done properly and make sure that I'm looking neat and tidy, because this guy, he's got everything a woman would desire when it comes to chiseled stomach, arms, muscles, and everything. In fact, when we took a picture for the show, the ladies nearly fainted. We had to call the paramedics almost. So you are a very fit person. Tell us more about you, where you're from, and how did you land up in Johannesburg?
So, I've been in South Africa for now for about 2 years. Before that, I lived in the UK for around 7 years. I was in the British Army for about 6 years, and I served in the Army Air Corps, so that was aviation. With that, I did a tour to Afghanistan, so yeah, a lot of training for my operation, and we had to obviously keep fit and healthy wherever we went in the world, so that's sort of... after basic training, that sort of got me, you know, quite motivated to keep on training and, you know, and have a lot of passion in what I wanted to do in my future. So that made me come back to South Africa and use my passion to drive me to try and, you know, make that a success of myself.
So you mentioned a couple of things there which I really want to concentrate on. First thing is the British Army. How did you decide? Did you just wake up one day going, okay, I'm a young guy, I'm going to go to the army?
Well, it wasn't really like that. I always wanted to pursue football. I played football at a really good level, and I wanted to go over to the UK, so I sort of missed an opportunity when I was about 15 years old to go and play professionally in the UK. So the UK was always a destination. Obviously, being my mom was a single mom, so I'm also a single child, so it was always do your best, and that was probably what my mom always told me to do, so to follow your dreams. So one day I just decided, listen, let's just see if I can challenge myself and try and be the better version of myself. And I needed something to take this to the ultimate level. So joining the British Army, I did a bit of research. Luckily, I had a cousin that's in the UK, and he's also in the British Army, and he basically helped me recruit and get me over there.
Okay. So you said something very nice there. You said, do your best and follow your dreams. Always be your better self, which is very important for the youth out there. In fact, for the older youth as well, because I like to call myself an older youth, right? So you also mentioned that you used to work with the soldiers who were getting ready for Afghanistan.
Yeah.
What is the youngest soldier you worked with?
In the British Army, you can join at 16 and basic training, and that training is normally about 24 months. So 2 years of excruciating training. So the British Army is probably the best well-trained army in the world. So at 18, you get a lot of 18-year-olds coming in. They've got a bit of a background behind them, not too sure what they wanted to do, but they come from, you know, broken homes. They come from dodgy area, dodgy neighborhoods, or anything that really wanted to make them go and challenge themselves and make themselves a better man.
I've got an image of people standing there going, looking at you going, yes, drill sergeant.
No, unfortunately not. I wasn't a drill sergeant.
Okay.
But I was basically helping out with a lot of the training when we were going on a lot of our tours enough in I was in California doing a 6-month pre-operation tour. I spent a time at the Olympics in 2012.
Okay.
So we were really in some bad areas. So training in different environments is where I specialize in. So always, you know, finding the ultimatum of what exercises to do in different areas.
All right. So you're listening to CliffCentral.com, and we in studio here with Brandon Duxbury. You can follow him on Instagram. It's Brandon_Duxbury. And also look for the hashtag InspiredYouthSA. This show today is about health, fitness, and also about anti-bullying. But we'll get to that anti-bullying a little in a moment. Let's just speak a little bit about, you know, you come back and now you've got, you own two businesses?
Yeah. I actually moved to...
And you're a young guy. You're a young
I'm 30 years old. I just turned 30. So, you know, you feel like you're old at 30, but I think it's all about what you who you want to be.
Yes.
You don't age as a number these days. It's not really something that we have to worry about. I mean, you can follow your dreams early or later.
That's absolutely true.
I think
true.
It's just keeping your mind focused on what you want to do and not letting those people pull you down that don't want to see you succeed.
Okay, so let's just take a step back here. You got two businesses which you are running, which you'll tell us about in a moment, but also you keep fit all the time and you are always inspirational. I've seen some of the quotes that you're writing. One of the quotes that you've been quoted about online is pain is temporary, pride is forever. And how do you find a balance as a young person? Because, you know, as a young person, that is one of the harder things these days, to find a balance between making sure your 8-pack is always going to be an 8-pack and running two businesses.
Yeah. You have 24 hours in a day. Sleep is underrated. The more you sleep, I feel that you're missing out on time. So get your 6 hours or 5 hours a day. You're going to be tired in the day, but always look for, if you have a gap, get a nap. You know, take a little nap. If you're not, keep proactive. Wake up in the morning, plan your day, have your breakfast. Try and accomplish the first thing. My first thing is get out of bed and make your bed. Okay, it's the first thing. It's really easy. Yes. A lot of people take us for granted because we live in South Africa. There's always someone to do that for you. No, don't do that. All right, do something that's going to make you proud so that your sheets are nice and straight, and then you can walk out of the house knowing that you've accomplished one thing. Then the second thing is greeting. I understand greeting is probably a nice thing, and it's one of the things that I've always been known to is just say hello with a smile on your face.
Yes.
Maybe it comes with a job, because obviously I train at I'm a personal trainer at Virgin Active Rosebank.
Although he doesn't have to smile because his stomach does.
Yeah.
So smiling, you know, making the bed is actually very, very important, because like you said, it's something that you've accomplished. It's one thing you've accomplished for the day. And it's not just about throwing the blanket on top.
Yeah.
It's about straightening it, making sure the sheet is right, making sure the pillows are fluffed up.
Exactly.
You do it properly. Napping. I just want to say, take a moment to say, I'm really glad that you mentioned napping, because napping is like the most important thing in my life at the moment because of these sporadic time schedules we have. The power of naps is underrated.
It is so, so important. I remember when I was in basic training, literally, if we had 5 minutes, we used to get our head down. That 5 minutes sometimes felt like about, you know, 20, 25 minutes.
Power naps.
I promise you that power nap helps you. I mean, I'm up every morning around 4 o'clock. My first client's at 5. So I only get to bed again at about 9, 10 at night sometimes, if not later.
Yeah. So. But, you know, the other thing is that, I mean, I know we talk about napping, which is weird, but for the youth out there who think napping is for the older people, and the old people catch a nap on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday, if you start, the younger you start, your body actually appreciates it as you get older.
Yeah. I mean, you can see when you're tired. You know when you're tired. It's like if you dehydrated, take a sip of water. If you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated, I would say. It's like being tired. If you feel you're tired, you know you've missed out on some good earned sleep. So yeah, you'll be surprised how much you can achieve in a day with a little nap. Doesn't mean go home and have a 2-hour power sleep. But I think it's a very important aspect of your life.
Okay, now something which I really want to speak about right now is this men's health cover guy journey. If you just started listening, this is CliffCentral.com. We are speaking to Brandon Duxbury, and he is one of the top five finalists for the, well, he was for the Men's Health Cover Guy 2017. He's a personal trainer. He does sports conditioning and exercise specialist, and you can follow the conversation by looking for the hashtag InspiredYouthSA. And we're speaking about health, fitness, and also anti-bullying in a moment. So let's speak about the journey towards becoming, you know, on the cover of Men's Health. I was looking at it, I was like, I should really be like one of the first Indian guys on Men's Health. But then I was like looking at the bodies and I was like, I'm not going to become the first Indian guy on the cover as yet. But maybe Brandon can sort me out.
It was something that I've always, it was a magazine that I always bought from quite late in my teens. And I always wondered, how do these guys get bodies like that? You know, and how do you appear on a, on the front cover? So it was something that I always, you know, thought about, but I hadn't a clue how to get on to entering a competition. So one night I went to bed quite late. It was like just after 12, and I was on Facebook, and there was this gentleman. I saw that he had entered, so I saw the link, and I decided, no way, there's no clue. I would never get onto the magazine. So I sort of like chickened out. The next morning, woke up quite early, and just decided, you know what, I'm gonna take the three pictures, post them on, and write a little bio about myself. And
so, wait, hang on. After midnight at night, you're sitting there taking selfies.
No. Okay. Next morning, I woke up and I decided to put it on.
Hashtag Twitter after dark.
So yeah, and then after that, you had to just put it out there on the competition. You hashtag on Instagram, just advertise it a bit, and yes. Then I didn't get the most followers, and there were probably some really, really, really well-built guys out there. So I was very, very lucky to make top 20, and when I found out I made top 10, I was absolutely so happy, and I got to meet some great guys. The top 10 was actually all of us were involved in the photo shoot, and yes. Then we were lucky enough because two of the winners, there was a joint winner that made it, and yeah, our group was put onto the sleeve of the cuff of the cover guy, so that was really great. So yeah, I've got a bit of future plans with Men's yes. Health. So okay. Hoping that it all turns out for the best, and all right. Hopefully one day I'll be on the cover, the okay. actual cover.
So I'm a young guy yep. listening to you right now and think, oh man, I want to be like Brandon. Do I have to take these three pictures after midnight? What do I have to do to make sure my body is always ready?
I think your diet is probably one of your most important things. We live in a day and age where grabbing a quick bite to eat is really easy. And I think we take that for granted, that preparation is quite important. But doesn't mean go and make six meals for the day. Just healthy food choices, that's all it is, and making sure that you get your hour of workout every day, you know, that's the type of thing.
I put my head down. I was like, when you said healthy food choices, and we just spoke about pizza before we came on air. Oh, it's like, okay, well, you know, I've always believed in too much of a good thing is not good for you.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to have seven pizzas a day, then I'm asking for trouble.
You know, I tell people quantity over quality sometimes as well. And I think it's vice versa. If you're going to have your good meal, you can always follow it up with something small. I mean, 9 o'clock at night, I get my sugar craving, and I'll have a small block of chocolate instead of finishing the whole chocolate. Because at least I know that I've fed my little craving, which is...
But it's chocolate, Brandon!
So I won't lie. Every night, I probably have a glass of Nesquik, chocolate Nesquik. Okay. About 9 o'clock. So
there we go. This is the Inspired Youth Show on CliffCentral.com. You can follow it by following the hashtag InspiredYouthSA. And we got Brandon Duxbury in studio. And we've also got, you said quality over quantity, but we got quality in the studio just walking in right now. We got Steffi Brink that just walked in studio. And we'll be chatting to her in a moment too. We're speaking about health, fitness, and also anti-bullying. And Brandon has been telling us about how you need to take naps. Hello, Steffi.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. How was the day?
It's been great. I can just tell you all that's listening now, when you look at the pictures, just make sure you don't stare at our arms, because Steffi's arms are better than mine. They are better than mine. They are better than Brandon's arms.
No, that's not true.
So Steffi Brink, you can follow her also, Steffi on the Brink, and that's on Instagram. And she is going to be part of, well, she's one of the people that may be part of what we call the anti-bullying celebrity boxing match. We'll be speaking about that in a moment. But we've been speaking a lot about health and fitness, and we're speaking from a guy's point of view. Let's speak about it from the ladies' point of view. But first, tell us, where are you from and all those wonderful things? Where did you grow up?
Well, I'm actually a foreigner. I grew up in Namibia, so that's home. And then I came to Bloemfontein. I studied there for 4 years, and then I eventually made my way to Joburg.
Okay, okay.
So that's where I find myself. Yeah, and then I met love here in South Africa.
His name is Clint.
And then obviously I had to relocate.
Okay, you followed love, and that's how you landed up here.
Definitely. And
tell us about your fitness journey. When did you decide, okay, I am going to become this person that's going to inspire young women and men out there to be fit at all times?
Well, I think it started when I actually got, you know, in first grade, because I did sport and I was very particularly, I was competitive.
Okay.
So that's where it started. And then I actually decided, say in 9th, 10th grade, I was going to pursue a career in sport.
Okay.
So I studied sports science, and that's why my passion kind of became my purpose. So
I love that. My passion became my purpose. Everybody listening, there's something for you to write down. Passion becomes purpose. So when we spoke to him, he was talking about, Brandon was speaking about his journey. He was taking these selfies and making sure he can get onto Men's Health and all those things.
Everybody wants you to know, have a cover.
Everybody wants to have a cover. So, but you've been doing this for a lot longer. And how have you managed to maintain a lifestyle like this?
Well, if you're an athlete, and if you particularly competitive in that field, you kind of lose the passion sometimes. Okay. Along the way, because it starts becoming work. So you just have to constantly remind yourself when you hit the lows that you have to see it through, because you wouldn't be you without it.
You wouldn't be you without it. Now, when I Googled Brandon, because I did Google him, there was a quote that came up, and I want you to tell me what you think about it. It says, pain is temporary, pride is forever.
Ooh, pride. Yes, there's a... it's two ways to look at it, eh? So, I also did bodybuilding last year. So...
that explains your arms that are like legs. Okay.
Taking pride in who you are and your body. Yes. And that's important, but you must find the balance between pride and letting that flow into egocentric,
absolutely,
you know, behavior.
Absolutely. So. Okay, now here's something I've been wanting to ask a woman for a long time. I mean, you are as hot as your husband says you are. I'm not going to lie. You are as beautiful as your husband says you are. And I believe that's on the inside and the outside as well.
I hope so.
I hope so. I hope so too. But, you know, I've never had a problem with an extremely muscular woman.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get this woman out there, and you can tell me your thoughts on this too, Brandon, who are so muscular that they cannot walk. It's actually, I'm scared to shake their hands. I'm scared that, I mean, that, and I know a couple of them that can pick me up with one arm. And this is a question for both of you, actually. How far is too far?
Well.
And this is for the youth out there. They're listening right now. How far do I push myself? My brother worked out so hard once that his muscle tore through his back. I think that was too far.
Mm.
So what do you say? Let's start with Steffi.
Once you start losing, especially from a female's perspective and as a female athlete, once you start losing femininity, then you must know you've gone too far. Especially when it comes to aesthetics type of sport, like bodybuilding. It's good to do, you know, that's where I feel that you need to find balance between function and aesthetics. You know, because sometimes more people think more is better. And it isn't always like that. Sometimes you just have to stay where you are.
Okay.
Well, and stop.
Stop. Okay, now Brandon, what do you say? Do you agree?
I think it's more of a personal preference in what sport or, you know, what you desire.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that you would like to look like a 100-meter sprinter, go and do it. If you feel like you want to be a bodybuilder, then if you're happy with that look, don't worry about what other people think, as long as you feel happy and comfortable in your skin. Because yeah. I think, like I said, pain is temporary, meaning that whatever you're going through and how hard you train in anything that you want to do, that's going to hurt. Okay, it's not going to be easy. But be proud of who you are and what you want to become.
Yeah.
Never forget that. And whatever you're doing, while you're feeling that pain, take that pride and keep walking further. Don't look back. And I think be comfortable with your goal ahead, and don't be scared of trying to achieve it when it comes to a lady's body or a guy. I just think also agreeing with her, you know, don't take the femininity away.
I think that's important. That's why it's important to also know where to draw the line between function and, you know, having to look a certain way. Because if you train your body as individual muscle groups, and if you do it like that, obviously that muscle group is going to develop more than the rest of your body. So just find balance and don't chase the thrill of, you know, more.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's what people do, and they're chasing that thrill of more. I mean, look, my dad is just over 60 years old, and he started running a year ago. He's now doing marathons.
Wow. No, that I've when, got respect
when for. Do we start and when do we stop?
Have you started?
When do we start and when do we stop?
I think marathons, you have to have a particular set of, you know, you have to have a character for that, because it's far, and there's no quitting there. You can't start something and quit halfway. So I think once you've done everything, and it's just you need to have or find it's something that drives you. I mean, at the end of the day, if just find something that makes you tick.
Find something that makes you tick, just like everyday life. Find that thing that makes you want to wake up in the morning and make your bed before you leave home. So this is CliffCentral.com, and we are speaking here on the Inspired Youth Show. It is a combination of Pride Factor and Cliff Central, and it's the Inspired Youth Show where we basically want to inspire, guide, and mentor passionate young people to live their best lives possible. And in studio with me, I've got Brandon Duxbury, and I've got Steffi Brink as well. We're speaking health, fitness, and lots more. And I want to ask you guys a quick question about eating. The word diet's been mentioned twice.
I would like to add a word in front of diet.
What is that?
Balanced. Because people, they start, especially once you start dieting, some people obsess over, you know, how many calories they consume
per
day.
They count it. They count it. They keep it on their phone. I'm like, what is going on?
But if you're a professional athlete, then obviously you need to weigh what you take in.
You need to weigh your way.
You need to weigh your way.
Good.
Okay. That's Remember a good that. One. Yeah. So, but it's people shouldn't obsess about it. Mm-hmm. Like when I walked in, he said he likes taking a block of chocolate at night, like a slab, or like, not a whole slab, but and don't deprive yourself from nice things in life. Then you won't be able to experience the whole and the bigger picture of, you know, taking life in.
Do you agree with that, Brandon?
Totally. I think I was one of those that sat on the fence and was quite confused a few years back of what healthy eating is. And I think I just said to myself, you know what, balance your lifestyle. Start enjoying yourself, but just choose the healthy option. You can go to a restaurant and say, listen, I'm not going to have the pizza, but I'm going to have the second best choice.
Pizza so just, with rockets.
Have a slice of pizza with your healthy meal. But like I said, balance, I completely agree with you. Don't count your calories. You're going to be counting, and then what's going to happen? You're going to be so obsessed that you're going to just give up one day, and that's when you become out of control, I think.
Okay.
But it also depends on the goal. What goal you have, Ed. If you in competition prep, then you have to count your calories because of the goal. But I think for normal lifestyle purposes, don't even go there, because it'll consume you. You think you're in charge, and then at the end of the day, you find yourself, oh my gosh, this has become an obsession. And
so don't become obsessed about what you're eating. Don't become too obsessed about what you're eating, but also just monitor it slightly so that you are always sort of keeping a finger on it, but not losing the drive for life, and always keep the goals in mind. Am I correct?
Yeah. But I also think the biggest problem that we have is sugar. You can't run away from that, because that's addictive. and you need to start prioritizing to not consume too much sugar, because that's the enemy.
Oh gosh, okay, now you're going to change my life after today. You're going to change my life after today. Right, we're in studio here with Steffi Brink and also Brandon Duxbury. Very, very fit people, and I'm not so fit right now. But we will speak about my unfitness, and we will also be speaking about celebrity boxing shortly. We can take a musical break. CliffCentral.com, don't forget to use the hashtag InspiredYouthSA. Coming back with Steffi and also Brandon shortly.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, CliffCentral.com, the Inspired Youth Show, which happens every Monday between 3 and 4. My name is Sunil, and in studio we have got Steffi Brink, and we got Brandon Duxbury. These two guys, you could take them out with you and cause nonsense and just step back, and they'll like cover your back. They are so fit and so strong and stuff, they are going to cover your back at all times. You speak about health, fitness, and also we are going to now speak a bit about anti-bullying. So here's what the situation is. There is a, what we call a celebrity boxing match, which is going to be happening in August, on the 4th of August this year. It's something that's becoming a bit annual. It's an anti-bully campaign called Bully Proof, along with JAG Foundation. One of the guys, Bruce Benjamin, who is organizing this. And when I speak about celebrity boxing, we're speaking about people like Francois Van Coe, Rob Van Vieren, Sam LaHawke, Kanye Gagisa, Maurice Page, Lahasa Malloy, and Steffi Brink. It's also going to be stepping in the ring. And I always say it's the, you know, they're fighting the good fight. And it's about bullying and anti-bullying, which some people think, but it's an anti-bullying match, it's not about that, you know. Because, you know, the definition of a bully, briefly, is when you use superior strength to intimidate somebody else. So not talking about the fitness strength, I'm not talking about the size of your arms or anything, I'm talking about, you know, it can be verbal, it can be on social media, it can be emotional, it can be physical, and this is all bullying. And what the JAG Foundation, along with the anti-bullying campaign, Bully Proof, is going to try and do is we try and raise awareness around it, raise funds around it as well, which is very, very important. Now, I happened to be part of it last year, so I did train as a boxer. I can tell you it is the most intense training of my life. I felt like death every single day. But my trainer, who was 10 years younger than me, said to me, rather die training instead of dying in the ring. Needless to say, my opponent pulled out the night before, after 3 months of intense training, but we won't talk about that. That was not very nice at all. But right now, also at 11 o'clock last night, we got confirmed one other person is a Johannesburg person that's going to be competing. His name is Prince. He's a comedian. And he's fighting this guy, Sunil, I don't know. Apparently, he's on Cliff Central today. I don't know. So I'm going to get back in the ring. Wow. And I'm a little bit anxious about it because he's taller than me.
But now you've got 3 months more prep experience.
Yes, and I know he's not going to back out at the last minute. You know, he's not going to pull out because he gets scared or something. But, you know, some of the list of the contestants are absolutely amazing. We've got Clint Brink as well, your hubby. Mm-hmm. He's going to be inside. You've got Melanie Bala and so many more to be added. Aaron Moloesi, Ryan Buerta, Corne Kricher. So this is a star-studded celebrity boxing match. As fitness gurus, what would be your suggestions out there for a young person who wants to get into something like boxing? Because I can tell you, after all the training and bodybuilding when I was a kid, to everything else I've done at gym, that I did actually do, that I stopped 10 years ago, boxing is the most intense training that I've ever... They used to bring me an asthma pump. I don't have asthma. So, Brandon, from your side, what do you suggest?
I think if you want to go into boxing, I would say, you know, learn your basics first. And also get yourself, you know, regularly fit. And, you know, if it's really your passion, then take it seriously. If it's not, we'll do it for the fun, I think. I've just recently started boxing.
Getting beaten.
Excuse me, hang on. I have to stop you right there. I'm stopping Brandon right there. I got hit in the face, man. That is not fun. Do it for the fun.
Well, the one thing that I did take away when I was in the army once again,
yes,
is that you're not made of glass. Okay. You're not going to break.
Okay.
So one or two punches.
But you might break a nose, which may require reconstructive surgery, but you're not made of glass.
Let's speak about the punching a little bit quickly, because there are different routines that you do, little things where your arms actually feel like they're going to fall off eventually. And, you know, we do wear headgear because we are amateurs. We are doing this for celebrity boxing. We are doing it for anti-bullying. We're doing it for a cause. Yet we are really getting the punches in. So how would I get myself to the level of fitness to make sure that I'm fast enough in the ring? Because it's speed.
It's endurance. That's the thing. It's
30 seconds. As I said, they used to bring me an asthma pump. 30 seconds. I remember sparring once with a guy who was 7 foot tall, which is unfair because I'm not near 7 foot. And I decided in the one round to just let him hit me for 2 minutes and 30 seconds because I couldn't even reach him. And I wanted to keep my breath for the last 30 seconds. So what do you do if I am a young person out there listening to this, not necessarily being part of the anti-bullying campaign, the bully-proof boxing match, but somebody who's young out there who wants to get fit, wants to be at that level where they don't have to bring in asthma pump after 2 minutes or 30 seconds?
Well, I think you have to have character. You have to have a certain character in order to do boxing and be okay with taking physical punches, because yes, it's different.
You did contact sport, right?
Yes.
Steffi was contact sport. So I'll just be like fist pumping you, not shaking hands or anything.
The thing is, I tried out because I love trying out new things and, you know, the excitement and the thrill of mastering something different. So in 2010, I played rugby sevens.
Let's get back to the boxing. Okay, so you were saying.
I was saying you need to train hard. And you need to also not only be fit, but you need to know, you know, tactical play and... Yeah.
People don't understand that. It's not just a matter of throwing punches. And it comes to something that you said earlier. You have to see what the goals are. What is your goal? The commitment behind it. Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to a gym and getting punched is not the ideal situation.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. But you know what? You do it because you're doing it. And in this case, the anti-bullying campaign, we do it for a cause. You commit to it. You don't just pull out the last minute like my opponent did. Brandon, what do you say?
I think character is definitely one of the things that you need, because without character, you are not going to last in the ring. But also, that whole build-up to get to the ring.
Yes.
You need to look at your strengths and what you're good in.
Yes.
And then focus on what you're not good in.
Okay.
From there, train those weaknesses and focus on them as well. I think speed and agility is probably quite an important thing as a boxer. I'm not the biggest of guys, but I think I do have
and your sports vision also, you need.
Exactly. So you need to look ahead, and there he is. So you need to look ahead at what you want to achieve.
Yes.
Put in the hours, and also your fitness is really important. Do some running, do some cardiovascular training, and
running is a problem for some of us, but we'll talk about that off air. So you said focus on what is good and what is not good. Now, when you apply that to the rest of your life, when it doesn't apply to health and fitness, it's actually something that people can carry away with them, because you find what you are good at, you focus on that, and what you're not good at, you work at those kind of things, just like in fitness. Now, when it comes to boxing itself, you know, as you said, getting punched in the face is not fun. But how do you get to the point where you go, you know, there's a pain threshold, and maybe this is for you as contact sport. You, how do you go, genoeg is genoeg, enough is enough?
Sometimes you have to push a little further than what you would have done yesterday in order to let the pain threshold grow.
Mm.
So, I don't know.
Pain threshold.
It depends on personal, you know, what you can take. If you grew up on a farm and if you have brothers, and then obviously your pain threshold would be a little bit higher than someone that played with dolls, you know.
Okay.
I think a motive is really important.
Exactly. All right.
If you have a motive or a certain goal, keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a very good point.
Keep the goal in mind. Keep the motive in mind. Just like the anti-bullying campaign. And as we're speaking about the anti-bullying campaign, we've got Clint Brink that has just walked into studio, and he's going to be chatting to us in a few seconds. We're going to find out about more about his participation in anti-bullying. and we're going to find out about what his thoughts are on this. I think he's coming here because he's like, hey, my wife is in studio with two really handsome guys and the one's got a better body than me. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen now? But Clint is also going to be one of the people participating in the celebrity boxing match. And Clint, welcome to the studio. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I was a little bit scared because, you know, the beard game's heavy here in the studio. So
yeah, now, so we've been speaking about health and fitness here on Inspired Youth today, and just so everybody's in the picture, you can follow it on hashtag Inspired Youth SA, cliffcentral.com, every single Monday 3 to 4. But we spoke about health, fitness, we spoke about the journey of becoming fit, we spoke about how Brandon Duxbury took three very, very sexy selfies after midnight one day and decided, okay, let me join the men's health cover guys, and he got to the top five.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And, you know,
congratulations,
the
bro.
Power of just Twitter the, after dark. You know,
yeah, the power of low body fat percentage.
Exactly.
The power of having, you know, the ability to eat a slab chocolate at night and not get fat.
I know. Oh, that's no. What, you guys all make every single one of them right now is making me want to suck my stomach in, stomach in, chest out. Okay, so we actually just started speaking about the celebrity boxing match and the anti-bullying campaign. I gave a little bit of a definition of what bullying is and how the people use superior strength to intimidate somebody else. You have decided to jump on board with the anti-bullying as well, with like Francois Van Coe, Rob Van Vieren, a whole lot of people. Also, Prince, the comedian, one of the comedians in Johannesburg. Prince is fighting this guy, Sunil. I'm just saying it again. So let me ask you personally, in all three of you, have any of you actually been bullied?
Well, hey, like you said now, depending on what the definition is, I grew up in Paarl in the Western Cape. And I think my biggest fear was when I went to high school was either not being mugged, stabbed, or just pulverized on the way to school and back from school. You know, because we lived in a very big gang-ridden area. And our school was New Orleans Senior Secondary. And right opposite us, you know, a lot of my friends and a lot of close friends of mine is from an area called Chicago. And Chicago, a lot of the people in Chicago will tell you that, you know, a lot of the notorious gangsters, whether they had, you know, been in prison for a very long time, Witvlag was from there, you know. And what happened was that whenever there were disputes between some of the gang members, some of the kids in high school were gang members themselves.
Oh, wow.
So we would have gunfights. There's been gunfights at school. There's been stabbings at school and stuff like that. So that's the area that I grew up in. So
As a young person, I mean, just very quickly, how would you advise somebody not to get involved in that? Because there's a lot of pressure for them. I mean, just going a little bit off health and fitness over here. But as we said, it takes
survival.
You know, focus on what you're good at, commitment, and all those things. Yes. How did you step away from that?
To be honest with you, I'm one of the very fortunate few. I had a good family structure. I had a mother and father who were very strong and disciplined. And they understood what my environment was like. So therefore, cultivated a type of mindset and a type of character that I developed to make sure that I know what's the difference between success, you know, making the right choices and the wrong choices. And I think that also has a lot to do with your exposure, with your background, and also, you know, what type of support and mindset you were fed as a young individual.
All right. Now, you know, we speak about family structure, and just to bring the conversation right back to health and fitness, what do you guys do? Because you're all fit. You're all fit. I'm feeling very intimidated right now. But they're all very fit, and they all look very healthy. And, I mean, the one guy, Brandon's got like an 8-pack or something. And that's above
the
his
cover
upper
guy.
Side.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, he's the cover guy.
But
besides that, guys, you know, let's speak about family structure. Very important to help those people get you out of the gang situation.
Yes.
What do you do when you go to family dinners and family meals? And they are, from my side, there are samosas everywhere. There are dulcis. And then you go to your buddies in Cape Town and they bring out a Gatsby.
And then your grandmother comes out with a cake.
Exactly. How do you say, no, I can't, eh? You just lie and say, I've been feeling ill, or what is the story? Let's Steffi, you start with this one, because I can see you like, please don't come to me. Please, Steffi.
I'm not going to deprive myself of good things in this world. So I would have some. But then I would maybe train a little harder. And I wouldn't have like a whole piece. I would have.
Because you know the oil content in biryani is very high. I'm just saying.
Tim Noakes, you know, fat is good. I'm just playing.
So, but you know what? The key word that you said there, Steffi, is that you said you'll have some. And as you said very much earlier in the conversation, sometimes, what do you say, quality, quantity?
Quantity over quality.
Exactly. And I said too much of a good thing is not good for you. Mm. So 4 plates of chicken biryani is not going to serve me well.
Unless you weigh 123 kilos lean, then we can understand where you pack away there 4 plates of biryani, you know what I mean? But yeah, energy out versus in. You know, you need to know what your energy expenditure is for the day and then what you take in as well. And then... look, a lot of people can give you a lot of different reasons for diets and training tips and all of these things, but ultimately everyone who does very well, who tries to master themselves within the physical craft, will tell you that you have to spend a lot of time with yourself. You have to understand which foods will bloat you, which foods will make you feel a certain way, which will give you energy, and what doesn't work for you. So even though everyone has a set idea or a set diet and meal plan, you know, you really have to figure out what works for you.
Okay, Brandon, what do you say?
I think I'm one of those people that always had to...
You mentioned cake. I just want to say you're the only one that mentioned cake.
Fine. I think it's we all have that one thing that we enjoy. Okay, yes. And that is unfortunately food. It's not a bad thing, but there are foods out there that obviously are really bad for us. Okay.
Yes.
Finding a diet that works for you, or not really necessarily a diet, but finding a food group that works for you.
Yes.
I can't have a lot of pastas and rices and all that because it bloats me and I feel sick. So I eat a lot of healthy carbs and protein, I would say, and fats more importantly, because obviously it keeps your mind strong. But also, you know, balance your lifestyle, like
Clint
said. You know, you've
Clint,
you've
Steffi, Steffi, Clint, Steffi, Brandon.
It's that short term memory. So you know, you've got to find your what works for you, I think.
Yes.
Anyone. If you go and listen to the average Joe of what a diet is, it's not gonna work for you.
You know, whenever you hear the word diet, people think, okay, now I'm gonna go strict and have to not eat certain things. I think diet has got a broader definition than diet itself.
Yeah.
And I think the combination of things, I mean, if you are going to have a meal that you want more carbs, then you have to slow down on the fats. If you want a meal where you take your steak with a piece of the layer of fat on the side and you don't want to cut it off, then lay low on the carbs.
Depending on what your physical goals are, your aesthetic goals are, just dietary health,
So that's without standing there and trying to count the calories like Steffi was speaking about earlier. Okay, so let's go back to the anti-bullying campaign, the bully-proof campaign, because we're having this big celebrity boxing match that's happening on the 4th of August in South Africa. It's arguably one of the biggest boxing matches that is not an official boxing match.
Yes.
And it's for a very good cause, anti-bullying. You spoke to us a bit earlier, Clint, about how you managed to get out of the gang side of things. Steffi, were you bullied? Because I wouldn't want to bully you.
No, I think verbal abuse also counts.
Yes. Absolutely.
And because people, I was very short tempered when I was younger and less experienced. But you know, when someone, they nag and nag, and the thing is in my woorde droog op. So
the words dry up. I'm translating now. Yeah.
So when I don't have words, I would be like, and take it out on a wall or something. That was me. So
you just check the guy's expression in the room. That one's like, oh, take it out on a wall. Wow.
Yeah, take it out on a wall. I'm like, I feel sorry for Clint.
No, but that was obviously
when you were younger. You said.
Okay. And when I was a bit aggressive, because I mean, when you do sport and you're competitive from a young age, you have to take your stance, and you can't let someone, you know, demean you, and it's just part of life. So I'm not saying people shouldn't stand up for themselves. I'm definitely not pro violence, but you need to know exactly how far they push you back, and this is enough.
I like the words you say. I like a lot of words that you guys are saying. One of them is that you said take your stance, and just like in life, like we always come back, this is about the youth listening out now for hashtag inspired youth. Take the stance in life. Don't be afraid to say This is me. This is who I am. I'm not going to be part of this. I'm going to be part of something else, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go to Brandon. What do you say? Bullying? Have you been bullied? Are you going to cry?
No.
Okay. Am I sitting in a room full of bullies right now? Am I the only one that ever was bullied?
I wasn't really blessed with height. Let's just put it that way, from a young age. So, So, you always had those people that, you know, undermined your height and didn't think that you could do anything. And therefore, the bigger guys used to come in and try and, you know, pick on you the whole time, where it'd be verbal abuse or, you know, try and irritate you and do things to push you off. So, I think with that, to take out, you know, my anger, I played sport. I think sport was the thing that made me calm. I would always have a football with me or a ball, and that would be my vusa. Okay. So even throughout the army, I knew that, well, they teach you always walk away unless you've got nowhere to walk to. All right.
Wow.
Brandon is like a book of quotes.
No, really.
He's like a very lean book of quotes. Very lean, fit book. Have you got? If I press the navel, will like you spit out words?
No, but it's true. I think, you know, standing up for yourself is important.
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't mean go and throw fists around and cause fights. Just be quiet. Because, you know, I lose my cool sometimes, but I do know that saying sorry and making your enemies your friends is important.
Okay. Mm.
Okay. Don't have any hate with anyone or any grudges, because one day you may need something from that person and one day they may need something from you.
Mm.
And I think the most important thing we can all walk away is respect.
Mm.
Hmm.
R-E-S-P-U-C-T. Brandon, my man, you are pulling it out today.
But the thing is when you get to that situation, I think it's important to, because certain circumstances allow you to test your patience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you have so many tests during, you know, on a day-to-day basis, especially people having road rage.
Yes.
Yeah, I failed a couple of tests.
So it's just a matter of what do you choose to do at that moment.
Okay. Now, you know, I mean, we were speaking about health and fitness as well, and people often get bullied into eating food.
Yeah.
They get bullied into eating specific kind of food. How do we avoid that kind of situation? Must eat this now. And I'm speaking particularly about when you go to that auntie who says, no, you must eat food right now.
Yeah, now. Yes.
So how do we get out of that? Give us some advice.
Yeah, well, if it's the auntie tuning you that you must eat the food right now, make sure that you slan a solid leg workout before you go see the auntie. Then again, throw in the tank whatever you want to, man. You know what I mean? You'll be okay for the day.
So are we talking back again about the balance. The balance between what you're eating and working
out. And personal responsibility. You see, you can source answers and things from everyone, but if you're not willing to really spend the time, like I said, once again, spend the time on yourself and finding out what works for you and what you really want, you'll never have the willpower or even the structure and the determination to get you where you want to be, you know?
Yeah. And as Brandon says, something that's very important is identifying your food group.
Mm.
The food group that works with you. Like, he can't eat pasta and rice.
Yeah.
So he can never eat biryani.
Shame.
Oh, shame. Sorry for you. So, okay, we're coming close to the end of today. This is the Inspired Youth Show on cliffcentral.com. You can follow the hashtag InspiredYouthSA. Also, don't forget to follow the guys in studio, Brandon _Duxbury, and we got Clint on the Brink and Steffi on the Brink, and not forgetting Pride Factor and also Inspired Youth. Now, we spoke a bit about the celebrity boxing match. So what I did just before the show is I wrote down a few names who I thought would be good in a boxing match. And we're going to go around the room quickly and just see, the three of you can shout at the same time who you think would win this boxing match. Hopefully you know the people I'm going to mention. This is again referring, you know, to the celebrity boxing match happening in the fall.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
So first on the list, Bonang versus Pearl Tusi.
I think Pearl would definitely.
She got more reach in a jab.
Yeah, she's taller and definitely.
We got Palace, the producer, clapping hands in the background. Pearl Tusi. Okay, so there's Bonang versus Pearl Tusi. Pearl Tusi, you'll take it. Siv Ngesi versus Maps Maponyane.
Siv, because I think there's an element of crazy in Siv, and you can't.
And plus, unpredictable.
Siv is like the reigning champ, right?
He is, I think, I don't want to argue and say no, he's not, because then I might get punched out.
Yeah, you might be the next one on the canvas, you know.
He's punching me all the way from wherever he is across the country. That's how...
Via a tweet.
I can feel it. Exactly. Right, here's someone. Kurt Darren versus Steve Hoffmeyer.
Oh. Stevie.
You think Steve will take it?
Stevie's got more experience, yeah. But I think Kurt is the younger.
I think Steve will take it. I think Kurt's too nice.
So it's too
Stevie's ruthless, mate.
So he's ruthless, bro.
So Steve Hoffmeyer will take the match against Kurt Darren. Okay. Julius Malema versus Musima Imane.
Julius. Yeah,
he's looking fit though, eh? He's lost a lot
Julius
of weight.
Julius
bro.
He's six pack, mate.
He's
on a
diet now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Divarik Sinik
Eat. This is
a diet.
Yeah. Okay. So Julius Malema will win that one. Peter Ndoro versus Steve Harvey. Peter Ndoro versus Steve Harvey.
I think I got to give it to Steve. I love Peter Ndoro, but I think he'll catch a whooping from Steve.
All right. Steffi, what do you say?
I think Steve Harvey's got a... He's got some tricks up his sleeve, so I think he...
If he shaves his moustache, it's a visible distraction.
If he shaves his moustache, he's going to be a seven guessy. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't say it.
Guys, what do you say, Brandon?
Stevie.
Steve, okay, I'll go with Steve him. Okay, so there we go. And then, Gareth Cliff versus Fresh, DJ Fresh, South African.
Shit. That's
oh, my goodness.
Fresh.
Oh, listen, when we answer this question, will anyone's job be a...
Do we still keep our podcast?
Gareth, all I can say is, bro, I hope that you can bob and weave, because a stiff jab from Fresh is going to send anyone to an ICU, dude.
And what do you say, Steffi?
No, I think Fresh is...
Is this... I think... Yeah.
Brandon?
I think Fresh would... A hard punch from him. But I think Gareth has a bit of speed on him.
I wanted to say, I love the big dog. I love DJ Fresh and everything. Fresh South Africa, by the way. But Gareth Cliff, I think that if he had to step in the ring, he'd be so fast and so slick.
Yeah.
And not with his words this time. But seriously, with his punches. I've seen that guy move, man. He can move. He can sneak out there. He can disappear around the ring quicker than like...
Don't judge, you know, based on aesthetic appearances, because, you know, boxing is a match of skill.
Yeah. This is true. Precision.
All right, so in the last 40 seconds, Clint, quickly, final words.
Final words, stay away from the calamari at a bar mitzvah.
Okay, Steffi.
Well, determination and persistence will get you to the goals.
Brandon.
Believe in yourself and don't stop until you get it.
There we go, and don't stop till you get enough. This is Sunil. This has been the Inspired Youth Show on CliffCentral.com. Happens every single Monday afternoon between 3 and 4. And don't forget to download the Cliff Central app as well. You can listen to us. The podcast will be released soon as well. Thank you, everybody. Health, fitness, and anti-bullying.
This is CliffCentral.com.